For the past 75 years, humanity has experienced unprecedented progress, from horse and buggy to air travel, abacuses to smartphones, iron to touch-sensitive glass. This remarkable era wasn't natural evolution, but the product of an artificial global system created after World War II. America, emerging as the sole superpower, offered allies protection and market access in exchange for standing against the Soviets. This Bretton Woods system transformed global trade from dangerous competition into a protected commons, enabling complex supply chains spanning continents and unprecedented specialization. But this perfect moment is passing. The post-Cold War era was never normal. It was the most distorted moment in human history, made possible only by America's lingering commitment to a security paradigm that no longer matched its needs. Now, that era is ending. Instead of continuing our trajectory of improvement, we're transitioning to a world that's pricier, worse, and slower as global systems break apart. The 2020s will see collapsing consumption, production, investment, and trade as globalization shatters into regional, national, and smaller pieces. What happens when the scaffolding holding up our interconnected world suddenly disappears? Throughout history, geographic features have determined which societies thrive. Our earliest ancestors wandered as nomads, following seasonal food sources, an existence limited by muscle power and constant threats of starvation, disease, and violence. The agricultural revolution required different geography, flat terrain, reliable water, and natural barriers. Rivers flowing through low-latitude deserts provided year-round irrigation and consistent growing seasons. Agriculture created food surpluses, enabling labor specialization, triggering innovations. Pottery for storage, mathematics for inventory, and writing for record-keeping. Subsequent innovations continued reshaping which locations prospered. Windmills expanded labor specialization, while the Industrial Revolution's fossil fuels freed societies from natural energy constraints. Each transformation created new winners and losers based on geography. When we revert from one global economic geography to thousands of separate ones, the parts become weaker than the whole, and the advantages of place become more critical than ever. The United States possesses perhaps the most perfect geography in human history, explaining both American power and its global role. America's westward expansion provided 200,000 square miles of the world's most fertile farmland, larger than Spain. With deep prairie soils, temperate climate, natural pest control from winter freezes, and minimal irrigation needs. This agricultural bounty transformed America by eliminating famine concerns, enabling northeastern industrialization, fostering small-town banking culture, and forcing cultural unification through the river network. America's coastlines offer unmatched natural port potential, with more harbors than all other continents combined. Unlike nations where industrialization triggered social upheaval, America's vast geography and resources allowed for a gentler transition. Abundant land kept costs low, enabling gradual rather than compressed, violent industrialization. When globalization unwinds, America will largely escape the carnage thanks to its insulated geography and younger demographic profile. While Americans engage in internal disputes, elsewhere lights will flicker out, famine will spread, and access to the inputs of modernity will cease. Different age groups behave differently economically, with modern population structures stemming from the Industrial Revolution. The shift from farm to urban living transformed economic relationships. Children changed from farm assets to economic burdens in cities, causing birth rates to decline even as populations grew due to reduced mortality. China represents the fastest aging society in history, with birth rates below replacement levels since the 1990s. As of 2022, China's birth rate is just 1.3 children per woman, ensuring demographic collapse within a generation. China has moved from pre-industrial conditions to post-industrial demographic decline in a single lifetime. this demographic crisis extends globally. Due to time-staggered yet accelerating industrialization, countries worldwide face simultaneous mass retirements and population crashes in the 2020s. Nations like Russia, Japan, Germany, Italy, South Korea, and Canada lack sufficient young people to sustain their populations. When workers disappear, the result isn't merely economic contraction, but decivilization. As populations collapse, reduced interaction leads to diminished access, lower income, smaller economies of scale, and less specialization, creating a compounding cycle of decline. The modern global trading system is frighteningly fragile, dependent on safe, cheap transport that could easily collapse. While most technologies merely improve efficiency, transport technologies fundamentally alter our relationship with geography. For most of human history, until the mid-1700s, people rarely ventured beyond walking distance from home. The American-led order transformed global shipping by ensuring universal access to oceans, creating a single, safe waterway. This enabled containerization, which revolutionized transport by allowing products to move seamlessly from factory to destination without being opened. Port turnaround times shrank from weeks to under 24 hours. As this system collapses, the transport ecosystem will transform. Large, specialized vessels will become vulnerable targets, forcing a return to smaller, faster ships with concealed cargo. Megaports will decline as shipping returns to smaller ports closer to consumption. Transport costs will at least quadruple, making low-margin goods uneconomical to ship internationally. When ships stop sailing, multi-step manufacturing supply chains will collapse outside secure regional blocks, forcing production within national borders. Modern megacities, particularly in East Asia, face catastrophic failure without reliable access to food, energy, and industrial inputs. At least half the global population faces deindustrialization and forced return to rural areas. Food is the most critical resource. Without it, death follows quickly. Unlike manufactured goods or fuel shortages, food scarcity means death for individuals, communities, and entire countries. More governments have fallen due to food failures than all other causes combined. The order's emphasis on efficiency and industrial technologies dictates crop cultivation methods. Row crops dominate because they can be cultivated using heavy equipment for planting, fertilizing, weeding, and harvesting. Oil is essential to all agricultural operations. Without it, food production and transport machinery stops functioning. Oil and natural gas are also primary ingredients for agricultural chemicals that have increased grain output fourfold since the late 1800s. In a post-order world, only France, the United States, and Canada have sufficient in-house supply systems to maintain production with minor adjustments. Regions like the Middle East and much of sub-Saharan Africa face catastrophic shortages, resulting in famines killing over 1 billion people and leaving 2 billion chronically malnourished. After the grim forecast, silver linings emerge beyond our current interregnum. By 2040, capital will flow more freely as millennials peak in earnings and their children join the workforce. Mexico will experience a demographic advantage similar to America's in 2000, with Mexican-American economic ties surpassing Canadian ones as North American reindustrialization completes. Agricultural innovation will triple American food production through precision farming, digital tools, genetics, and automation. Advances in material science will yield better batteries and electricity transmission, while affordable green technology replaces natural gas plants. North America's unique geographic and demographic position makes it both a preserver of past achievements and an incubator for future innovations. Its advantage over the rest of the world will become more pronounced than ever. The end of the world as we know it marks not an ending, but a transformation. Our future hinges on both understanding these changes and actively shaping them with wisdom and resilience.